MILF Erotica 18 Pack Collection 3. Threesome Erotica, Breeding Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, MILF Erotica Collection. Written by Tori Westwood and Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Eddie Oliver, Kelly Morgan, Cherry Jett, and Sally Beth.
My younger housemate Rory and I often share a laptop. It was way cheaper than getting another one, but it meant every now and then that I'd have to delete the history, for reasons I'm sure you're all too aware of. I was sure Rory knew how to do it, but part of me figured he really didn't care too much at this point. At 19, it was obvious he was into all manner of adult activities, and I guess it's only natural that he looks at that stuff. Every time I swipe the history, I take a cursory look over what he's been viewing. I guess I couldn't quash my curiosity. Anyway, this one video keeps popping up again and again and again. MILF's Mature Anal, it was called, and the more I see its name, the more intrigued I get. A few weeks go by, and again I come to the history. I see that video there again, and wonder what it is about it that gets him going. I look back over my shoulder and listen out for any noise nearby. Rory was upstairs and my husband was at work, so the coast was clear. I hover the cursor over the offending video and give it a click. My name is Paula, and today I'm taking it in the ass for the first time, came the sound from the laptop. I rushed straight to the volume button and muted it in an instant, staying deathly still and praying that Rory hadn't heard a thing. When I was sure no one was coming to investigate, I turned my attention back to the video, seeing the same woman getting fondled all heavy-handed-like by a guy half her age. She must have been around 40 or so, close to my age, in fact, and the guy with his hands all over couldn't have been much older than Rory. I bit my lip as I watched on, seeing them remove more and more of each other's clothes, until it started to become apparent why they'd named the video what they had. I watched, mesmerized, and more than a little turned on, as he placed the tip of his cock right next to her mature, virginal ass. He crept it forward slowly, and I saw her face break into a cry of pained pleasure as he pushed himself home. I gasped and felt the adrenaline course through me. I could see why Rory liked it. The whole thing was so real and natural that it could have been any one of us filming it. I swallowed hard and closed the video, not wanting to watch further. My urges were blossoming, and with Rory upstairs, I knew I couldn't act. I tried to think of something else as I pressed delete on the search history. The video was gone for now, but its content lived on in my memory. For the rest of the day, I'd keep having these flashbacks of that woman's face, that beautiful cock, that first-time glorious anal session, and imagining it was me on the receiving end. I'd never done anything that naughty before. The closest my husband and I had ever come was the tip of his finger inside there. At 42, I'd never dared to try more than that. That was, until now. In the coming days, I'd seen the video again several times, affording myself another glance each time. My name is Paula, and today I'm taking it in the ass for the first time, she'd say over and over, and I'd watch, rapt by the image of this mature, confident woman taking a big, fresh cock in her ass for the first time. Gradually, the video started to become my fantasy, too, and I'd imagined it playing in my head before I slept, wondering if I should wake my husband and let him in on the secret. Rory's fantasy had become mine. Each time he'd watch the video, I'd wind up watching it, too, and soon we shared a desire that only I knew about. It got to a point where all I'd have to do was think of those opening words, and my pussy would start to salivate. It was like Pavlov's dog, and that was my sinful cue. It wasn't until the weekend when things really spiraled out of control. My husband was away on business, and it was just Rory and me in the house. We were winding down, and he'd gone upstairs to his bedroom, presumably to sleep.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?